Unit 14. The Frozen Continent.
Its desert-like climate has an average year-round temperature of negative 49 degrees Celsius, making it both the most frigid and one of the most arid places on Earth. Its desert-like climate has an average year-round temperature of negative 49 degrees Celsius, making it both the most frigid and one of the most arid places on Earth. Though temperatures in Antarctica are always chilling, variations exist depending on season and region. Though temperatures in Antarctica are always chilling, variations exist depending on season and region. On the coast, conversely, summer can bring above freezing temperatures, but these plunge to between negative 10 and negative 20 degrees Celsius in winter. On the coast, conversely, summer can bring above freezing temperatures, but these plunge to between negative 10 and negative 20 degrees Celsius in winter. Antarctica's inhospitable climate makes permanent human settlement impossible. But the frozen continent provides a home for many other species, which live in the oceans around the landmass, in coastal habitats, or both. Antarctica's inhospitable climate makes permanent human settlement impossible. But the frozen continent provides a home for many other species, which live in the oceans around the landmass, in coastal habitats, or both. Antarctica hosts human inhabitants as well, researchers engaged in projects at the continent's science stations. Antarctica hosts human inhabitants as well, researchers engaged in projects at the continent's science stations. Fields as diverse as astronomy, biology, and volcanology are regularly investigated on the continent. Fields as diverse as astronomy, biology, and volcanology are regularly investigated on the continent. The American-operated McMurdo Station is the largest human settlement on Antarctica, capable of supporting as many as 1,258 residents. The American-operated McMurdo Station is the largest human settlement on Antarctica, capable of supporting as many as 1,258 residents. Unfortunately, though sometimes well-intentioned, human activity does not always leave the Antarctic environment unscathed. Unfortunately, though sometimes well-intentioned, human activity does not always leave the Antarctic environment unscathed. However, the greatest threat to Antarctica, and consequently the rest of the world, comes from global warming. However, the greatest threat to Antarctica, and consequently the rest of the world, comes from global warming. This trend has the potential to raise sea levels around the world by more than a meter, presaging severe flooding of coastal areas. Clearly, action should be taken to preserve Antarctica, both for the sake of the animals that call it home and the security of millions of people worldwide. This trend has the potential to raise sea levels around the world by more than a meter, presaging severe flooding of coastal areas. Clearly, action should be taken to preserve Antarctica, both for the sake of the animals that call it home and the security of millions of people worldwide.